Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very privileged to go to the phones and welcome in our next guest, a Super Bowl champion with 30 career interceptions, a Raider legend, George Atkinson, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Mr. Atkinson, an honor to have you on the program. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you, guys. Good morning to you. Just got off the golf course. I'm on the East Coast, so it's 11:30 over here.
Well, look at you. How'd you hit him today?
You know, I hit some good and some bad. I didn't play Army golf. That's the main thing.
Left, right. Is that what I'm talking about?
Right, yeah. I kept it pretty much in the fairway.
George Atkinson with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Okay, as you, I'm sure, are aware, we have been talking nonstop about the recent news regarding the Raiders and relocation to Las Vegas. As a Raider legend, a couple days ago when you hear the news that this is taking place, take us through your emotions. What are you thinking right off the bat when you hear that?
Very easy. What took so long? You know? I mean, this is a franchise that you look at its history. It's a storied franchise. And you're playing in an outdated stadium, and you're getting opposition from the city and the county of Oakland. You got to make a business move. And Mark Davis, Mark Badain, and Dan Ventrelli did the right thing, and they did it very well. Hey, they had to look out for this franchise. If you remember, guys, and I came up during this era, Mr. Davis used to say he wants the greatest players. He wants the greatest coaches. He wants the greatest front office. He wants the greatest fans. And that goes for a stadium, too. The Raiders need a state-of-the-art stadium. And they did what they had to do to get that. In order to compete in this league, you got to have a place to stay, and it's got to be your own.
And it's going to be a nice stadium if it all comes to fruition, as it appears it will in 2020. But what of Oakland, George? What about the fans in the East Bay in particular who stuck by this team when they went to Los Angeles, only to see him return, now to depart to Las Vegas? What message do you send to the diehard Raider Nation who's heartbroken right now?
I don't know if the true Raider fan is really heartbroken. I think if you're a true Raider fan, you understand what that situation was there. And, hey, you welcome a new home. And it will be the true Raider fan's home in Vegas. And, you know, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump, basically, by plane. And I think the true Raider fans, it won't affect at all. You have that Raider vibe right there in Vegas. And certainly, you will have some that will jump off the ship, and I understand that, and we all do. You know, there are some fans who will feel like they've been betrayed, but if you look at the circumstances, you look at the situation that the Raiders were in, I mean, it's a move that will benefit not only Raider fans everywhere, but the organization too. And, you know, you hate to say it, you have to look at it sometimes from a point of view of what is, and what is for the Raiders is that they needed a new home. And that home was there when I played, and that was in 19. You know, it's been a long time since they've had their own place, and now they have a place of their own. They can compete in the league now, not only on the field, but they also have a facility to compete with the best stadiums around the country.
George, when you think about how the NFL is letting these teams just leave, San Diego has one home and one home only. That's San Diego. They're now the L.A. Chargers. You look at the Rams. Now they're the LA Rams. So when you look at that, and you look at the last home game the Chargers had against the Raiders, 65,000 Raiders came out in strong. Chula Vista area. It's a huge population for the Raiders, fans, that is. So when you think about these three teams that go to Southern California and LA going to Nevada, who do you think wins? You know, LA is a hop, skip, and a jump, like you're talking about. San Diego is a hop, skip, and a jump. Who wins? Who has the most, if you had to look into the crystal ball, what stadium is going to have the largest fan base, you know, over time?
Oh, by far the Raiders. I mean, come on. Those same 65,000 will try to get into that stadium in Vegas, and you will have that home base there. Like I say, there will be a Raider flavor in the stadium in Vegas. And listen, there's a base of about 30,000, 35,000 fans that's going to be there regardless. And whatever else fills in that 30,000, 35,000, whatever seat capacity it holds, hey, I guarantee you they will adjust to that Raider flavor that will come with that base and the base fan base that they have. And I don't think that will be lost. And I think who benefits from all this, when you look at the three teams moving, certainly the cities benefit, but the league, I think, because they're still doing the same thing. They're trying to create competition.
George, what do you think this upcoming season will be like for the Raiders and for the fans with so much expectation off a 12-4 year, yet now against the backdrop of the team uprooting and going to Las Vegas? Do you think that the culture from the fan base or the relationship with the team will be different than it's been?
Not at all. Like I said, that core Raider base fan will always be there. So they will fill the Coliseum up with the core group. And depending on how the Raiders are playing, you know how you have rats that jump off the ship, as we used to say, and you have those that come on the ship. If the Raiders are winning, it's not going to matter. That stadium will be filled, trust me. And I think they will continue to win. And, you know, the ideal situation is for the Raiders to leave Oakland with the championship and then go to Vegas and win another championship. That would be ideal. You know, leave Oakland with something and go to Vegas and take them some.
George Atkinson with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What type of issues do you think Las Vegas could pose for young players who are coming into new money? Do you think the distractions of Sin City could prove to be too much for certain individuals?
You know, you look at UNLV. Those kids are able to overcome what's there. And I think the league has strong policies. I think the league has gotten to a point today where salaries are not to a point where you will risk that for something stupid. And I think these young kids will be informed thoroughly on what's expected of them and what they are expected to be like as professional football players, not as anything other than, no, not politicians, not nothing other than professional football players, because that's what you're getting paid to do. So I don't think it's going to be a problem. Maybe in the era that I played in, never could have happened. There's a different era. But in today's era, with the monies that these kids have to make to secure their families and what's at risk, I don't think it'll be a problem once they understand what the situation is.
Super Bowl champion George Atkinson with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. George, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and we look forward to hopefully catching up again soon.
Anytime, guys. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.